Good morning, it's Robin. Can I help you?
Robin, this is Charlie with Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm sorry, this is who?
Charlie with Local Splash.
Hi, Charlie. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I have a request for you.
Mm-hmm.
My team has been trying to get a hold of you so we can do your onboarding, but we keep not being able to reach you on the time we set it.
Mm-hmm.
I think you had an onboarding yesterday, and I'm pretty sure you were with a customer, and that's why you didn't answer. What's the best time for us to have that onboarding call with you so we can get your Google started and your website all up and running that we said we were going to do?
You know what? Is now a good time for you?
It's not going to be me that's going to be doing the onboarding. It's going to be my specialist team that handles all the technical, you know, the technology stuff. You know what I'm saying?
No, I hear what you're saying, but when you say that handles the technology stuff, can you give me a little bit better description of?
So they're going to handle like all your keywords. They're the ones that's going to be putting your Google business profile together. They're going to be handling all your websites, the Facebooks. They're going to be handling all that. So I don't have control over what they're doing on that side. I'm in a different department than them. I just have to communicate with them on
mm-hmm.
when we can get you on the phone. So that way we can get this up and running for you. Cause the last thing we want is to get 30, 40 days out and you're like, hey, where's my stuff? I was like, well, we haven't been able to get a meeting with you. You know what I mean?
I totally understand. This has just been a really busy time for me. We've got quite a few projects that we're in
Absolutely.
The middle of, but this call right now, if we can do it now, I can push everything to the side, push everything to the side and work with your guys.
All right. Let me see what I can do. Let me see if I have anybody available, because we have other people that are doing, onboarding as well. Let me see if I can get somebody here with us. If I can't, what time do you come in the office? Usually.
Oh, I come in super early and
mm-hmm.
then I'm gone. It just depends on what's going on because
mm-hmm.
lots of times I have projects that we're working on, so I'm here
right.
in the office. Other times I'm off at the project site that we've already started on, and then I have, I can do it remotely.
Okay. Well, I'm just trying to
see
what
I can. Go ahead.
Yeah, sure. I'm just trying to see if anybody's available right now. And then
mm-hmm.
if they're not, I'm just trying to catch you like maybe like right when you come in the office, we can just schedule a meeting because we're 2 hours before you. So if it's
what
7 o'clock here.
It's 7 o'clock
I have,
there?
No. I have
7 o'clock here.
No. I have 10:29.
Okay, that sounds better. I mean, that sounds more realistic.
Yeah.
One second. I'm looking for a pen.
Okay,
so okay, take all these folders off my calendar here. Okay, so today is oh my God.
Today's the 29th.
The 29th of
June.
June.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Okay. All right. So today or tomorrow, the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
And if they could think about doing it in the morning time, you know, like around
Absolutely.
9 o'clock Hawaii time, which would put it probably depending on where they're situated in the U.S. mainland, probably around 11 o'clock to sometime in the afternoon, their time.
Yeah, we're located in California, so.
So you're only 3 hours difference. Right now, yes. It's 7:30, so for you it's, what? It doesn't look right.
It's 10:30.
Yes.
10:30 right
10:30.
Now.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah. So does that help on the time, figuring out the time zone?
It does. So they have lunch at 12, so that would put you at 9. Can we do 11, which would put you at 8 tomorrow?
Let's work around what works for you.
Or we can do a little later. I just, the only thing is the 12 to 1 for us is the only thing that they're going to be on lunch. But other than that, I can do any other time slot for you.
Well, they have a lot of nerve eating lunch while we should be having our meeting. I'm just kidding. I'm almost.
I know you are. I
no,
know
that's
you're
good. That sounds good. That sounds good. I'll be happy to do it like that.
Okay, so 11 o'clock a.m., right? My
okay,
time, which would be 8 o'clock your time.
So on the 29th, right?
No. Tomorrow. Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow. And so that's going to be tomorrow the 20. Oh, my calendar is all messed up here. What's tomorrow going to be?
Tomorrow's going to be the 30th.
The 30th, okay, the 30th,
yeah.
At the, okay, so onboarding, and that was going to be probably sometime between when and when?
We'll call you anywhere from 11 a.m. to 11:10, right in that gap, because sometimes our meetings go a little long with other clients, they have a lot of questions. So anywhere from 11 to 11:10, we will call you, and that meeting for 11 a.m. through 12 will be what we'll talk to you about for the onboarding or what we need from you to get started with this.
Okay, got it down. The 30th from 11 a.m., my time. That's not right.
No, 11 a.m. my time. So 8 a.m. your time.
8 a.m. Okay.
Yes, 8 a.m. your time. I know it's confusing.
No, it's like, I used to be able to juggle like about 8 or 9 different things at one time during a conversation. Now I'm down to about 1.
That's okay.
I think it's my brain saying, slow down.
One thing at a time, and we'll get it done quicker.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. So I have you down here, and then my team's going to call you tomorrow at 8 a.m. your time, okay?
On the 30th, calling me. From 8 a.m. Okay, yeah, at 8 a.m. Okay.
8 a.m. to 9 a.m., okay? So that's your time slot.
Okay, can do.
All right, Robin, it was good hearing from you. I'm glad you're okay, and we'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right, look forward to it. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
No problem. Bye-bye.